You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
There's a song playing. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Just give me a second. I was going to play some apparently Otis Redding underneath, but we'll save that for after. How's it going with you, though?
Oh, it's going quite well. There's nothing wrong with a bit of Otis Redding, but of course it might not terribly much relate to my Scientology movie.
I don't think it will. This movie came out 2015?
Yes, it did, and it's by Louis Theroux, who you will be probably very aware of. Lots of people enjoyed his Weird Weekends, and, you know, of course, some of the documentaries that he has done have been rather brilliant, not to mention his, BBC specials and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he decided to make a movie about Scientology, which is pretty cool. However, of course, we know that there was Going Clear, a couple of years ago, which was incredibly successful. It's the HBO. It was a brilliant movie that really exposed a lot of stuff about the Church of Scientology.
Right.
And Louis Theroux decides to make his version of exploration into Scientology itself.
Mm-hmm.
But in perhaps a way that doesn't take the same approach. It's not a documentary as such. He's kind of slightly fictionalised it.
Right. So what has he done?
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty difficult to get access to people high up in the Church of Scientology for obvious reasons. So he decides to cast actors or to run a series of casting workshops involving actors to play people such as Tom Cruise. And of course, what's his name, Masovich? Oh no, I always say his wrong. His name incorrectly. The head of Scientology. David. Yes.
Miscavige or something.
Miscavige. Yeah. That's right. Yes, it's a difficult name to pronounce. So he calls for. He puts out casting calls, and he gets the actors in, and he uses Marty Rathbun, who was a Scientologist in a very high up sense. For a number of years,
right.
he appears in Going Clear quite a lot, Marty Rathbun, and he guides these actors into playing this sort of dictator who runs the Church of Scientology these days, and also Tom Cruise. And what appears is this this group of young actors trying to actually personify these characters and act out the Scientology training.
Do they have any struggles with that?
Yeah, some of them do, and some of them actually manage to get it quite well by really channeling a lot of a lot of anger and a lot of righteousness, I think.
Right.
One of the actors says in it, and by doing that he actually plays the sort of psychopathic character incredibly well.
Mm.
Of course, during filming Scientologists come up and start harassing them and filming them, and so Louis Theroux's crew film them back, and then they travel to Gold Studios, which is where Scientology makes all of its propaganda. It's, you know, like promotional film clips and, Scientology series and things like that, which I think is rather fascinating. And, of course, they get filmed and harassed, and the cops get called on them and that sort of thing. That's not overly effective nor sensational, but the thing I found really interesting about this film is its kind of construction as a media spectacle or a series of stunts tied in with the training and the psychology that goes into making Scientology profitable and effective as a cult.
Is it?
And I'm calling it a cult.
Does Scientology have quite a large following? Like how?
They claim it does on all of their promotional videos.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's dropped quite a lot over the last year. In Going Clear, they cover that quite a bit about how there's a huge amount of money left in Scientology, but a fading number of Scientologists for reasons, I guess, of all the negative publicity that has surrounded Scientology over the last 20 years.
We've never heard anything positive about Scientology as a whole.
But I mean, it is active here, even in Auckland. If you were wanting to get audited or, join the cult, which I'd highly unrecommend, by the way.
Yes.
People get very trapped in it, and it costs millions of dollars to level up.
Really?
through their system.
Jeepers.
And of course, the great mystery is revealed as being like some science fiction alien.
Yes. So what's your response to the movie as a whole? How did you feel about it?
Well, I think it's been compared to Going Clear a lot, and Going Clear is a very fierce documentary full of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Theroux's My Scientology movie, I think, is more about his version of how you'd actually cast it as a fictional. And, you know, by actually making it, and I actually wish he had gone the next level and actually created like a fictionalized version of Scientology.
Mm. Is it kind of like more of a comedic kind of view on Scientology? I don't know if that's kind of like the right word, but
yeah, perhaps
with like
comedic.
His approach.
It's not terribly funny, but
no.
But it's certainly more playing with the idea
yeah.
of acting and of theatre and you know, psychological persuasion and, you know, casting and all of those sorts of tactics, I suppose, that are used by, you know, Scientology as a larger strategy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So Louis Theroux is pretty interesting and quite
yeah.
a good character himself. He's included a lot in the movie as
cool.
a character. So as a character, no, he plays himself, but he does kind of characterize himself throughout all of his work.
Brilliant. Cool.
Lovely.
Well, thank you so much, Maria, for coming in and doing the Louis Theroux interview for my Scientology movie. We have got a DVD to give away to somebody as well, thanks to Madman. And if you
Great.
Would like that, you can call Interest Studio 309-3879. And have a good rest of your day, Maria. And
thank you, Hannah. You too.
Yeah.
Enjoy
cool.
the sun.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.